The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Dublin Airport's passenger cab could have serious consequences for jobs and the economy right across Ireland. Now, it was set back in 2007, and the regulation limits the number of passengers to 32 million per year, a figure that we're now on track to surpass. I'm joined by Paul Hackett, Director and Vice President of the Irish Travel Association. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we've talked about the passenger cap before. It was set because of traffic movements and limitation of road space around Dublin Airport back in 2007. Why is it still there?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, we're dealing with a regulation that is 17 years old, that was put in place before Dublin Airport had a second terminal, before it had a second runway. And I'm sure most of the people whose jobs are potentially impacted or are working at Dublin Airport are very clued into why we are dealing with this 17 years later.
Now, there is no reason to suggest that the second runway and aircraft movements are at the heart of this, because that's not what that cap was all about. Nothing to do with what was going on in the air.
The cap of 32 million passengers at Dublin Airport is based around road access to Dublin Airport, plain and simple. It has nothing to do with environmental issues or noise issues, both of which are very important and both of which are very live issues for the airport, for the airlines and for the people who live in that area. But let's be clear, the cap is related to road access at Dublin Airport. And I think for anybody who lives in Dublin, road access to Dublin Airport is not a problem. 35% of the passengers who travel to Dublin Airport do so by bus. Dublin Airport is now the single largest bus station in the country.
So,
like, it is an incredible statistic.
Now, there are arguments that limiting
is, the road access issue, I guess I'm saying, is a bit of an outlier. It is. It doesn't really apply. And yet, because that regulation is in place, we're now dealing with the consequences. We're seeing seats being taken out of the market for the winter, for next summer. We're seeing the potential for prices to increase on flights, which in turn is then not good for consumers. So there's going to be less seats, less routes, higher prices.
Now, there is an argument that obviously the number of flight movements, the time at which they occur, and some of the wayward flying off that second runway, which seems to be delivering more noise to locals than they would like. But that's a separate fight, if you like, that must be fought. This is not to do with any of that. It's all to do with road space back in 2007.
You're 100% correct.
So why is this in the issues? Why is this in Bord Pleanála's hands at the moment?
Well, you know, this is where the regulations sit. Dublin Airport used to be part of national critical infrastructure up until 2019. It no longer sits within national critical infrastructure, which is, you know, a concern in its own right, but it doesn't sit there. So we are now dealing with a regulation that was imposed 17 years ago. As I said before, the infrastructure at Dublin Airport was as good as it is. And the implications, because, you know, for the Irish Travel Agents Association and for the travel industry and for the travelling public are interested more around seats, routes, availability and prices as against the planning piece. Like the planning piece, you know, in terms of the resourcing, I think everybody in the country would be agreed, you know, the government need to resource the planning bodies in order that they can expedite and move planning decisions through the process quicker. This is a prime example where the state, you know, the DAA are forecasting something like a potential hit to the economy next year in the order of 500 million euros if this is not resolved. And that's based on seats being taken out, airlines not coming in, not only losing the seats that have been removed from next summer, but also the loss of the potential gains that would have been there for next summer or that would have been there for this winter. You know, there's 300,000 jobs in Ireland linked to tourism. And the tourism piece is critical because Dublin Airport is not only Irish travel, you know, consumers leaving the country. We have 60 to 70% of the consumers who use Dublin Airport coming in from abroad. So, and that tourism business is nationwide. It's not Dublin-centric. It is all of the counties within Ireland.
The political voices, some of them are saying, Why don't they fly into Shannon? Why don't they fly into Cork? Why don't they fly into Ireland West airports if they can't get into Dublin? And I think the criticism from Willie Walsh and people like him is that these people do not understand aviation. You know, airlines are not going to put aircraft into the west of Ireland to attempt to grow a market that may or may not be there. They'd prefer to go into Dublin.
I think the question on regional airports is very valid, especially for people who live close to those regional airports. And I think what we need to do is just understand a couple of things. Number one, the regional airports in this country are already doing an amazing job. The route network, the frequency and the availability out of those regional airports has increased phenomenally over the last number of years. They are doing a great job. And Ireland Inc. is not interested in concentrating everything in Dublin. That is down to just the pure economics of supply and demand. What we have to understand is that there is nothing at the moment to stop any airline choosing to fly into Cork or Shannon or Knock. It is available for them to do so. Where they want to base their aircraft and have their flights is Dublin, due to connectivity and due to the fact that those consumers, and let's face it, as I said, 60 to 70% of the passengers through Dublin Airport are coming in from abroad. They may not only be holidaying in Ireland. They may be travelling across Europe. They want connectivity across Europe. And they want that connectivity back to the States or back to wherever they're coming from.
Okay, and
it's in Dublin.
We've made the point on this programme before that there are, what, 4 million or something who just passed through Dublin Airport. They should never have been included in the passenger cap because that's to do with traffic around the airport and these people never engage with traffic. And therein lies the solution for the Minister for Transport or the Taoiseach or the Cabinet. They could just say, look, this is irrelevant what you're talking about. The cap should only apply to those who are getting off and using ground transportation, even if it's an ill-advised cap. Anyway, look, we'll hear more about this, perhaps even today on the budget. Paul Hackett, Director and Vice President of the Irish Travel Association, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.